Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, the new 105.5 WPHM. Jan Brady has written her memoir. Eve Plum, who first became famous as the middle child of the Brady Bunch and went on to appear in several TV shows and films on stage, is the author of Happiness Included, Jan Brady and Beyond. Eve, good morning.
Hey there.
Hey, good morning, and a happy early birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
It's such a great book. In a world where so many child stars ended up with really difficult adulthoods or sadly never even made it far into adulthood, I was always happy that the Brady kids seemed to navigate their way into adulthood, you know, with some amount of grace and good humor. What do you think was the difference for you?
I think it was my parents, that they both had been a little bit in show business. Well, my dad certainly had been in show business. And so they sort of took it as it came and really watched out for me. And, it really paid off.
Yeah. The Brady Bunch was so much a part of my childhood and, you know, everybody that I grew up with. Not so much the original run, but in those years right after it went off the air and became an after-school staple, multiple episodes on multiple channels every day. Were you aware in those years how ubiquitous that show was, that it was just on everywhere, every day?
A little bit, but mostly I was aware that the reason they were able to show them was because they didn't have to pay the actors. Imagine they had to pay a licensing fee. And I'm sure there were other people that got money, but they didn't have to pay us for those repetitive shows. So it was very easy for the networks to put on all the time. And that is why it's still so popular today.
So you're saying you never got residual checks for the original run of the Brady Bunch?
We got residuals for the first 10 runs of each episode, which seemed like a lot at the time because there wasn't cable network.
Yeah.
There were only three or four channels, and nobody really played reruns.
Yeah.
So we thought we had a good deal, and that was it. There was no, for some reason, there was no going back and renegotiating.
Do you ever go back and rewatch some of those episodes?
You know, I don't. It's like you go out and, I don't know, watch your home movies or go through your yearbooks, you know. It's a very strange feeling to go back and look at those.
The Brady Bunch kept coming back in so many different forms, Very Brady Christmas, the Brady Brides, the Bradys, the Very Brady Renovation. The only one that you sat out was the variety show. How come, and was it weird to see somebody else playing Jan?
It was because I was filming other projects. I was filming Portrait of a Teenage Runaway and looking to, you know, move into more adult roles. I don't know that I really watched the show either, so but I think that they all probably did the best job that they could.
I want to talk a little bit about that Very Brady Renovation. That was so much fun to watch as an adult, kind of removed from the series, having not seen it in a long time. I'm sure for you to reunite with your TV siblings and then to see that house come to life and look like the old Brady Bunch set. What was that whole experience like?
It was great. It was great. HGTV did an amazing job. The house really looks like the set, and the whole production was fairly easy and you know, sort of like, I mean, they know what they're doing. They know how to do these shows, and they just really, really did a great job.
Playing the middle child, often overlooked and underappreciated, did you hear from other middle children who looked up to Jan as kind of a role model?
I've certainly heard from them over the years, and it's very nice to hear that they were comforted or that they enjoyed the representation of middle kids by Jan.
You are also an accomplished visual artist. When did you discover painting?
My mom always encouraged me to draw and paint, and then I had a lot of free time on my hands, and I needed to do something that didn't cost a whole lot of money. So I decided to start drawing and painting and, you know, doing some self-taught things until I finally started liking what I was doing enough to put it up on the wall and not care what other people thought. And so that's sort of how it started. And then I just kept working at it.
Also a business owner. Tell us about the business that you and your husband started.
Plum Goods was something that I had wanted to start for a long time. And since we discovered that you can put your own designs on products, we got to the computer and made the Daisy design, and we've done lots of other designs on all sorts of products, phone cases and mugs and totes, and it's plumgoods.tv is the website. We're just actually having a Mother's Day mug sale through the 27th. It's some money off of a Mother's Day mug. We've got several of those. We've got, you know, best mom ever and best dog mom, and, you know, so those are so fun to make. Those actually have a little dog on them, and that is the mascot of Happiness Included Coffee. The dog's name is Perky.
I love that. That's perfect. The book is called Happiness Included, Jan Brady and Beyond by Eve Plum. You still keep in touch with your TV siblings?
Sure do, yeah. Chris Knight and his wife Kara and my husband, we all get together for Zoom cocktails because they're on the West Coast and we're on the East Coast.
How fun. Was it fun writing this book and just kind of looking back on some of those memories of making not only the Brady Bunch, but all the other work that you've done in the years since?
Yeah, it was. It was fun to work with Marcia and to help her have us craft what went in the book and how to make it sound like, you know, like I'm just talking.
Well, it certainly does. It's got a great conversational tone to it. And for those of us that grew up on the Brady Bunch, it's so much fun getting inside some of those episodes, seeing what it was like. Real pleasure talking to you this morning, Eve. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye now. The new 105.5 WPHM. Eve Plum. How about that? Jan Brady. Her book is called Happiness Included, Jan Brady and Beyond. I did grow up absolutely with that show on after school. I can quote episodes. You could show me the first 15 seconds of an episode. I can tell you exactly which one it is. It was such a part of a whole generation growing up watching the Brady Bunch. Eve Plum, who we happen to get to talk to on her birthday as she turns 68 years young. How about that? Eve Plum.